artists like you who donate to this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
This month's KPR Community Spotlights on Good Shepherd Home Care and Hospice in Manhattan, providing care in private homes, assisted living centers, nursing homes, or at their own hospice house. More details at goodshepherdhh.org.
36 degrees in Lawrence, 41 in Manhattan. It is 3:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 91.3 FM in Junction City, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines. Then, American agriculture depends on foreign workers. President's immigration clampdown is shrinking a farm workforce that was already too small. Some farm groups are now sounding the alarm.
Farmers have reached a crisis point. We have farms that are going out of business. We have food prices at an all-time high.
Some in the ag industry say now is the time to revise a visa program to allow many more foreign workers into the country. We will tell you more coming up here on KPR. Stick around.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care. Winter dormancy is the ideal season for pruning mature trees, especially elms and oaks. More information at kansastreecare.com or by calling 785-843-TREE.
Creepy crawly monsters spawned by atomic radiation will be set loose Friday night at Liberty Hall. That sounds bad. Oh, wait, no, it's Cinema A Go-Go. Straight out of the 1950s, we've got It Came From Beneath the Sea and The Beast from 20,000 Fathoms. Friday night at 7, tickets at the door, made possible by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka.
Support for KPR comes from the Lecompton Historical Society's Christmas Through the Ages. Over 200 Christmas trees with vintage and antique ornaments at the Territorial Capital Museum. Now till December 31st. Details at LecomptonKansas.com.
36 degrees in Lawrence, 39 in Emporia. It's 3:20.
This is NPR News.
A bipartisan group in the Senate reached a deal to reopen the government. It could mark the final days of the longest shutdown in U.S. history. But it happened because some Democrats broke rank with their party. Is it splitting the Democrats? We'll have the latest on that and reporting on if or when the government may reopen on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Morning edition is what you will hear. Matthew Algio will have your local news.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Arts Center's Downtown Underground Concert Series, presenting a concert by Canadian folk duo Quote the Raven, November 25th, 7 p.m. Information and tickets at lawrenceartscenter.org.
Stay tuned. News headlines are coming up next. It is 39 degrees in Abilene. It is 38 in Chanute, and the time is 3:30.
190 nations are participating in this year's meeting. The United States is not among them because President Trump pulled the U.S. out of the Paris Climate Agreement. Rebecca Hersher, NPR News.
Stocks rallied on Wall Street today. The Dow up 0.8%. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A Kansas agency says it is still reviewing an order from the Trump administration to undo food assistance payments or face penalties. This comes after the state sent out full payments on Friday to recipients of the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. The Department for Children and Families did not say whether it would be possible to reverse the payments. Haley Kotler is with the advocacy group Kansas Appleseed. She says she's worried about the nearly 190,000 Kansans who rely on on the program.
They don't deserve chaos and turmoil right now. They need a clear understanding of what is happening and what is happening to benefits.
The SNAP payments sent out on Friday in Kansas total nearly $32 million. Missouri is expected to disburse partial payments this week. Kansas regulators have adopted a plan meant to prevent small Evergy customers from shouldering costs related to big ones, like data centers. Celia Yopis Jepson has more.
Kansas approved a plan for users that could need exceptionally large power supplies from utility company Evergy. These users will sign 12 to 17-year contracts. Each month, they'll pay at least 80% of the power listed in their contract, even if they use less. If they break the contract early, they must pay those 80% minimums for the remaining term. This settlement was reached by parties including Evergy, Google, the Sierra Club, and the Citizens Utility Board that represents typical customers. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis Jepson.
Organizers of the Leavenworth County Veterans Day Parade are scrambling to keep tomorrow's event on track thanks to the government shutdown. Julie Deniche has more.
Each year, one of the oldest Veterans Day parades in the nation fills the streets of Leavenworth with patriotic flags. The 106-year-old parade attracts around 13,000 people, but without government funding, flyovers and honor guards are a no-go this year, says Executive Secretary of the Parade, Becky Johnson.
We're going to do everything we can to make it worthy of anyone wanting to help pay tribute to our veterans.
Organizers say this is the largest Veterans Day parade west of the Mississippi River. The event kicks off Tuesday morning in downtown Leavenworth. I'm Julie Deniche.
You're listening to KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this...
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Farmers have a hard time hiring enough workers. With President Trump's immigration crackdown, the ag workforce has shrunk by at least 155,000 people this year. Ag labor prices are surging, and the crisis is driving some farmers out of business. But Harvest Public Media's Frank Morris reports that some in the ag industry say this could be the moment for changes allowing more foreigners to work legally on American farms.
U.S. farmers grow everything. From apples, we'll either import workers or import food. I'm Frank Morris, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains, including Kansas Public Radio. To see photos and hear more stories from Harvest Public Media, visit the KPR website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from LMH Health Primary Care, providing care for patients at every stage of life across northeastern Kansas. More information at lmh.org/primary.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas. Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, and many other frequencies all around the state. Thanks for joining us today. Coming up in our next half hour, federal health officials are praising the FDA's decision to stop warning women about the potential risks of hormone replacement therapy. Full story coming right up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas City Zoo and Aquarium, offering Friends of the Zoo memberships, providing admission to the zoo for an entire year. Membership supports the zoo's conservation fund, preserving wildlife around the world. More at kansascityzoo.org.
36 degrees in Lawrence, 41 in Manhattan. It's 10 minutes before 4. You can join us beginning at 5 o'clock tomorrow morning on your KPR stations for Morning Edition, the latest national, international, and regional news. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, 91.3. KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. The time is 4 o'clock.
towards a fairer, more just, and civil society. More information is available at SciSimsFoundation.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering craft-roasted organic coffees from two Lawrence locations, 1800 East 23rd and 2351 West 31st. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
It's 37 degrees in Lawrence, 40 in Manhattan. The time is 4:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in today. Coming up in our next half hour, we'll get you an update of news headlines. We will speak with a Republican strategist about the deal that could end this government shutdown. And we're going to talk about the M-dash, the elongated hyphen. A lot of people use, but shows up a whole lot in writing that has been generated by AI. The association has led some humans to stop using M-dashes, which, you know, they belong certain places. I'm saying this as an editor. At any rate, we're going to get the whole story coming up shortly here on KPR. Stick around.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics. Dole Fellow and former Kosovar diplomat Chandram Gashi in conversation with Pierre Shimunovich. November 13th, 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One station, stick around at 7 o'clock for 2 hours of music with Destiny. We will hear the Knock of Fate. You can hear Beethoven's Fifth Symphony tonight, plus the Fay Sonata by Brahms with the same faded four-note pattern. That's coming up tonight on your KPR One stations. If you're joining us on KPR Two at 7 o'clock, you will hear This American Life.
Support for KPR comes from the Kansas City Civic Orchestra, presenting Musical Memories of Fantasia, November 14th at 7:30 p.m. and 15th at 2 p.m. at Atonement Lutheran Church. Saturday matinee follows Babar Instrument Zoo at 12:45. Details at kccivic.org.
The time is 4:20.
On that, and reporting on if or when the government may reopen tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Tune in bright and early tomorrow morning, or not so early. We're on from 5 to 9 a.m. with Morning Edition, the very latest national, international, and regional news with Matthew Algio as your host.
KPR listeners are engaged in their communities and they frequent businesses that support public radio. Become a KPR sponsor and reach those most likely to take action at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines and a whole lot more. Lows in the upper 20s tonight, highs in the lower 60s tomorrow. It's 4:30.
Rafael Numb, NPR News.
Stocks rallied on Wall Street, finishing higher across the board today. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly's administration said today that it is not legally obligated to change November food assistance payments sent out last week. Over the weekend, the Trump administration ordered states to immediately undo full November payments. Kelly's office says further court action means the state does not need to amend those payments and people can use them as normal. Haley Kotler is with the advocacy group Kansas Appleseed. She says she's worried about the nearly 190,000 Kansans who rely on the program.
They don't deserve chaos and turmoil right now. They need a clear understanding of what is happening and what is happening to benefits.
The SNAP payments sent out Friday in Kansas total nearly $32 million. Missouri is expected to disburse partial payments this week. The retail price of wholesale turkeys this year is likely to be higher. An average 15-pound bird could cost around $30, according to a new Purdue University study. Tariffs have affected the price of turkey feed, which makes up most of producers' costs. And then there's bird flu. Yuko Sato is a poultry extension veterinarian at Iowa State University. She says controlling bird flu would bolster turkey populations and help bring prices down.
That's going to be a massive positive effect for the entire industry, irrespective of what turkeys or broilers or layers, whatever industry they're dealing with.
But with bird flu already having killed over 3 million commercial fowl this year, population growth is unlikely to happen. In the meantime, Purdue experts recommend consumers purchase their turkeys early to capture better price deals. During the government shutdown, President Trump has repeatedly called on Republican senators to end the filibuster rule, requiring 60 votes to pass some legislation. But many Republicans oppose ending the filibuster, including the two Kansas U.S. senators. KSNT reports both Jerry Moran and Roger Marshall have released statements saying they would not support any effort to end the filibuster. Moran says it stops bad policies. Marshall says he believed the filibuster should be enshrined in the Constitution. Mostly clear skies this evening, clouding up a bit after midnight, lows in the upper 20s with temperatures rising into the lower 30s after midnight. You're listening to KPR, it's 435.
NPR comes from this station.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Eagles Rest, a locally owned natural mattress and furniture store in Lawrence with heirloom quality furniture by Acornis, Copeland, Sisco Brothers, and Younger. Online at eaglesrestnaturalhome.com.
Stay tuned. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines. We will tell you the latest on the federal government shutdown. Senate is getting ready to vote. They may already be voting. I know there was a call made. But we'll tell you what we know coming right up here on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Panda Pediatrics, providing pediatric primary care, mental health, dental, and a walk-in clinic for children from birth to age 21 at One Lawrence location. More information at pandapeds.com.
Mostly clear skies through the evening, partly cloudy after midnight. We will reach a low in the upper 20s. Then temperatures will begin to rise after midnight in the lower 30s tomorrow. Partly sunny in the morning for your Veterans Day. Highs in the lower 60s down to the mid-30s tomorrow night. Mid-60s is a high for Wednesday. And highs in the upper 60s for Thursday.
From NPR News, this is All Things
Liberty and Accountability every weekday from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Stay with us. Two more hours of All Things Considered coming right up. The time is 5 o'clock.
About ways to prevent and solve homelessness is at melvilletrust.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Liberty Hall Video in downtown Lawrence with more than 11,000 titles on DVD and Blu-ray available to rent, from classics to cult. Hours and inventory available online at libertyhall.net.
It's 35 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence, 37 in Manhattan. It's 5:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. It is your place for NPR News. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from KU Theater and Dance, presenting the University Dance Company's fall concert featuring choreography by guest artist Jessica Chen, November 14th through 16th in Murphy Hall. Tickets at dance.ku.edu. We'll be right back.
Thanks so much for tuning in this evening. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines. Then we're going to have a conversation with Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman, one of a handful of Democrats who voted to reopen the federal government late last night. The final votes, or at least the next step in the votes that would actually make that happen, are going on probably tonight. But we will find out sort of the rationale that Senator Fetterman used for granting his vote to the yeas in that category. Then we'll hear from our good friend Frank Morris. He examined what is going on in the agricultural workforce. Times are tight in the American agricultural workforce these days. We'll talk about it coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Yoga Center of Lawrence and their Yoga Basics 8-week series starting on January 7th that introduces the families of yoga poses and helps develop a consistent practice. Passes at yogacenteroflawrence.org.
Following All Things Considered this evening, the knock of fate at the door. We will be hearing Beethoven's Fifth during Evening Classical with Destiny tonight. Again, that gets underway at 7 o'clock. If you're joining us on KPR2 at 7 o'clock, we have This American Life coming up. 35 degrees in Topeka, 41 in Abilene, and the time is 5:20.
Support for NPR from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Tomorrow, your local host is Matthew Algio.
Become a KPR sponsor and your business can harness the trust and credibility of public radio. 82% of listeners take action because of an announcement heard on NPR. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
News headlines are coming up next. It's 33 degrees in Atchison, 39 in Chanute. It's 5:30.
Dip as low as 19 degrees. The warning notes that outdoor plumbing could freeze and sensitive plants should be covered. Temperatures will gradually warm later in the week. For NPR News, I'm Chase McGee.
And you're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly's administration said today it is not legally obligated to change November food assistance payments sent out last week. Over the weekend, the Trump administration ordered states to immediately undo full November payments. Kelly's office said further court action means the state does not need to amend the payments and people can use them as normal. Haley Kotler is with the advocacy group Kansas Appleseed. She says she's worried about the nearly 190,000 Kansans who rely on the program.
They don't deserve chaos and turmoil right now. They need a clear understanding of what is happening and what is happening to benefits.
The SNAP payments sent out on Friday in Kansas total nearly $32 million. Missouri is expected to disburse partial payments this week. Organizers of the Leavenworth County Veterans Day Parade are scrambling to keep tomorrow's event on track thanks to the government shutdown. Julie Denishay reports.
Each year, one of the oldest Veterans Day parades in the nation fills the streets of Leavenworth with patriotic flags. The 106-year-old parade attracts around 13,000 people. But without government funding, flyovers and honor guards are a no-go this year, says Executive Secretary of the Parade, Becky Johnson.
We're going to do everything we can to make it worthy of anyone wanting to help pay tribute to our veterans.
Organizers say this is the largest Veterans Day parade west of the Mississippi River. The event kicks off Tuesday morning in downtown Leavenworth. I'm Julie Denishay.
And it was a big weekend for college and professional soccer here in the Kansas City area this weekend. Greg Eklund explains.
KU lost the Big 12 title match on Saturday night, 1-0 against BYU. The Jayhawks, with an overall record of 14-5-3 this season, are ready to turn their attention to the NCAA tournament. Compared to last year's NCAA tournament team, Jayhawks coach Nate Lee says he's encouraged by Saturday night's performance.
I want them to remember last year because, honestly, I think we played better in this game than we did in that NCAA game for most of it.
On the professional level, the Kansas City Current got ousted from the NWSL playoffs by Gotham FC of New York 2-1. The Current had the league's best record in the regular season. I'm Greg Eklund.
And the seedings were announced for the NCAA Women's Soccer Tournament. KU Jayhawks did get a bid. They're seeded third. They'll be hosting Cal Baptist, California Baptist University, in the first round at Rock Chalk Park Friday at 6 p.m. It's 35 degrees in Lawrence. It's 35 in Topeka. This is KPR, and it's 5:35.
It's All Things Considered from NPR.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you are listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Farmers are having a hard time hiring enough workers. With the president's immigration crackdown, the ag workforce has shrunk by at least 155,000 people this year. Ag labor prices are surging, and the crisis is driving some farmers out of business. But Harvest Public Media's Frank Morris reports that some in the ag industry say this could be the moment for changes allowing more foreigners to work legally on American farms.
U.S. farmers grow everything from Apple Public Media.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains, including Kansas Public Radio. To see photos and hear more stories from Harvest Public Media, visit the KPR website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, devoted to improving the lives of Kansans, Americans, and people everywhere through discoveries in health, technology, the environment, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Watkins Museum of History, presenting their 50th anniversary party, Keeping History Alive Since 75, November 20th, 5:30 to 10:30 at Abe and Jake's Landing. Tickets and details at watkinsmuseum.org.
Coming up, news headlines, then a conversation with the Commissioner of Food and Drug Administration about the administration's decision to remove the black box warning label on hormone replacement therapy. 34 degrees in Lawrence. It's 10 minutes before 6.
From NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KAND and KAND HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 30 degrees in Lawrence. It is 6 o'clock.